the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and we have got a magnificent slate of super wild card games, tailgating atmosphere here at the Evans compound. I might just get a kegger, and I'm not going to get a pony. I'm going to get a full-size kegger because I'm going to sit my fat ass on the couch, and I am not going to move for roughly 48 hours. My quarantine body doesn't need that. My cardiologist is screaming at me, don't do it. But screw it. I'm going to stiff arm them because we got a three-back of games on Saturday, three-back of games on Sunday. It's going to be an amazing buffet of sports betting goodness. So looking at the sides, looking at the totals, Lundy, think of one that you really are going to stack your chips on. I'll give you mine. I love the over in the Bills and Colts game. I think Indianapolis is not getting enough just due, enough credit for their offensive prowess. Jonathan Taylor really rolling here down the home stretch. We're going to have a player prop on him a little bit later on in the program, and we know how nuclear Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and company have been. Hell, even their backups against Miami starters put up a 50-burger last week. So that game, that total is insanely low to me. I think when it's all said and done and the dust settles, that could be in the low 60s. So where are you applying some of the action? Again, whether side or total.
Ooh, there's a couple of them that that I like. I'm actually going to go against what a lot of the public is doing. I say the Rams and the Seahawks hit the over right now, sitting at 42. I actually think we may get surprised by that one. You know, I think it all comes down to which version of the Seahawks defense we see, the one we saw for, you know, about the first half of the season-ish, or the one that we saw later. But for whatever reason, I just want to go the opposite direction. I don't know why. It's a TYG, trust your gut. Special for me on that one. And then look, Baltimore right now it looks unstoppable. Over the course of the last five games, they've beaten their opponents by an average of 19 points.
Yep. Yep.
It is the highest over-under of the six games, sitting at 54.5. And even there, a lot of the money here early on has been on that over. But I think Baltimore minus 3.5. I think Baltimore wins this by a touchdown plus. I think as great as Derrick Henry has been to watch and as fun as it was to see him hit 2K last weekend on the ground, I think he can get his, but I think Baltimore is going to get theirs against this Tennessee defense. So I like the over between the Rams and the Seahawks, and I like Baltimore laying the 3.5 because I think they win it by a touchdown plus.
Yeah, dare I say the Ravens are a sleeper in the AFC. Everybody's talking up the Bills. Everybody, of course, is on the bandwagon with both cheeks firmly planted with the Kansas City Chiefs, but the Ravens have the largest points differential of any NFL team this season. Again, don't sleep too hard. They shouldn't be Rip Van Winkles. Totally agree with that one. Look, playoffs? Are you talking about playoffs? Yeah, that's right. Football's playoffs are here this weekend. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has all the goods. Make sure you download the app right now because there is no better time to sign up and start cashing in. And to celebrate the most exciting time of the football season, DraftKings is giving you the chance to double your money. All it takes is for one touchdown, just one, to be scored during Saturday's football games. That's right. Once you opt in and place your bet, all you got to do is sit back and wait for that six to roll in. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to have a shot at doubling your money if a TD is scored in one of Saturday's football games. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at doubling their money for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to this Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, props, some more player props. Oh, we love them. And it's been a good year for your boy up right now, like 38, 39 units at FTN Bets on the season. So hopefully the regular season mojo will carry over into the second season. And what better way to start off but with an auto bet on the over 90.5 yards on Stephon Diggs at minus 112. Look, don't fret about the oblique injury. Diggs, yeah, missed practice earlier this week, but returned to practice on Thursday and said, look, man, I'm good to go. This ain't a big deal. Nothing's going to stop me. And there will be little resistance in this game. He's going to face this Colts secondary in which 10 guys have hit the over at the wide receiver position against on the season. The Colts in the regular season allowed the seventh most yards to the wide receiver position. And don't think he's going to be shadowed exclusively by Xavier Rhodes. Yes, Rhodes has only given up a 50.6 catch rate and 79.2 passer rating, but Rhodes is usually fixed to one side. So they're going to shift Diggs about, try to maximize a matchup. And you look at every secondary analytic out there, number three in total target share, 10.5 targets per game, number four in total air yards, number two in completed air yards, number seven in yards after the catch. And he went over this number in seven of his last nine games. And remember, he would have easily eclipsed this against the Dolphins if he would have played the second half. So Diggs all day. He's going to hit the century mark. He's going to find the end zone. Stockpile all of your Benjamins on the man. Fade or follow my over 90.5 yards for Diggsy.
There's always those automatics, right? Gonzaga with the points, Iowa with the points, Stephon Diggs with the catches, the
Drake,
yards.
Drake against the spread right now in basketball?
Yep, exactly. So, I'm going to follow on this one because Diggsy's been doing it all season long. I agree with you on both the catches, the yards. I do think he also finds the end zone, as you said. So, a lot of player props tied to Stephon Diggs that you can take advantage of. Buffalo's going to be moving this ball around against this Colts team. Now, I do think that, as you said, don't sleep on this Colts team. You talked about it before, but I do think that this is an opportunity to cash in on Stephon Diggs.
Can you Diggs it? Yes, we can.
Number four.
All right, moving on to the Old Man River in Western Florida. One of many blue hairs that live in that region of the country. Tom Brady, 292.5 pass yards. And I'm taking the under here. Now, I'm not necessarily buying into the primetime narrative and Tom going to bed early like your grandfather, you know, passing out after a couple of beverages in his favorite Barca Lounger. I am buying the fact that this is not a good matchup for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think this game is going to shock some people. I'm not saying Washington's going to win, but I think they're going to be highly competitive because Washington's offense is so sickly that I don't think they have a chance of springing the upset. But I think it's going to be nice and snug, a hotly contested game from start to finish. And look at Brady. He went over this proposed 292.5 pass yards number in half of his regular season contests, and he finished with three consecutive 300-yard games, but that was against Atlanta twice and the Hello Kitties of Detroit. The more formidable competition here. Washington on the season allowing just 210.2 pass yards per game. Only Jared Goff and Big Ben went over this total against the Fighting Footballs this season. And what's most important, where you can really rattle Brady, is bringing pressure, because we know he's a sloth-footed quarterback. And when you have Montez Sweat and Chase Young breathing down your neck, they're number nine in the NFL collectively as Washington in pressure percentage, and Brady's under pressure passer rating below 60 this year, I think that will sway him and hit the under. I think it's going to be like 250, maybe to 265 at most in this game. And Lundy, Mike Evans, game time decision. We're not sure he's going to play. So fade or follow my under 292.5 pass yards for TB12.
Ooh, I like this. You talked about his pressure. Let me give you an interesting stat courtesy of our friends at ESPN. Tom Brady, in his playoff career, if he's sacked two times or less, he's 26-7. When he's sacked three times or more, he's only 4-4. So you're exactly right. If they can get some pressure on him, he does get rattled. As you said, he's not Kyler Murray scrambling out of the backfield, right, to try to protect himself out of the pocket. Yeah. If he gets pressure, if Jack Del Rio can dial up the pressure for Washington, like you said, I don't think that Washington can win because I don't think they've got enough offensive power. But their defense could keep them in this game, and then anything's possible. So I think they're going to get some pressure on him. I think his yardage total is going to stay low. He's only hit that number in half the games this year that he's played in. And three of those, as you said, down the stretch against crappy teams. So I just don't think he's going to approach that number. I think that Tampa, I know the fan base is excited. They're back in the playoffs. They're doing all that with TB12. But do not sleep on this Washington defense. They're going to make things interesting.
under pressure.
Number three.
All right, moving on to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Unfamiliar? Go there now and use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a DFS contest like any other. It's just you against the house on your favorite player props. You can start off in parlays, packs of two, all the way up to six. The more you hit on more or less, over or under, and all the stats that you already know, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And they're more than just the NFL. They got NBA, they got college sports, they're going to have NHL, they got it all. Go there and have an MKFing good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. DK Metcalf, 67.5 yards is the total at MKF, and I am under here, Lundy, facing the vaunted Jalen Ramsey. Now, you think this game could be a sneaky shootout. You're thinking it could go over. I am not thinking that at all. I think this game is going to be hideous. It's going to be Medusa ugly. And the final line for DK Metcalf is not going to move the meter, much like it was in the regular season against Ramsey in this secondary. In a pair of games, Metcalf went 2-for-28 in the first matchup, no touchdown, and follow-up was 6-for-59 and no TD. The Rams allowed just 6.2 in terms of YPA during the regular season. And over their last eight games, only three wide receivers even got over the 60-yard mark against them. So Ramsey was giving up just a 73 pass rating, 0.53 yards per snap, and a 50 catch rate is going to blanket DK from start to finish. Fade or follow my under on decaf, Metcalf.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we are talking decaf. And you know for a fact, Brad, we had to slow down this podcast this morning because I needed another cup of coffee. yeah, we're gonna go and follow on this one. DK is going to stay under. This is just all about the matchup. DK is a beast. He's Megatron 2.0. I love watching him play. But every now and then he matches up against somebody that knows how to get under his skin and knows how to shut him down. And that is obviously Jalen Ramsey. So, yeah, I'm going to follow on the under on this one. And remember, as we get ready for this game, you know, Sean McVay, at least as of right now, refuses to say who's going to start at quarterback. You know, whether or not Jared Goff's going to be out there with that surgically repaired thumb, can he be the $6 million man? I don't know, but this is going to be a strange game. I still stick by my pick. I think they're going over. I think we're going to be surprised. But in terms of those points, I think it's not going to come in the hands of DK Metcalf.
Oh man, I hope it's John Walford, because I just want to bet on the over on rush yards with him. That's all I want to do. Make it happen, McVay!
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Sunday slate, and let's talk J.K. Dobbins. And an anytime touchdown at DraftKings Sportsbook, Lundy, is +125. I think the odds makers must have popped an entire bottom of a bottle of Valium, because they are passed out. They are asleep at the wheel here. Why is J.K. getting plus numbers? Have they not realized he's scored in six straight games? Have they not realized during that span he's got a 27.4 red zone percentage? He's got six carries inside the five-yard line and converting five of those six. Four touchdown splashes. It's absurd to me that it's +125, knowing that you're going up against the Tennessee Titans, who got a 4.57 yards per carry, 99.5 rush yards per game, and 15 rushing touchdowns in the running back position alone during the regular season, including one to Dobbins back in week 11, in which he had 11 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown. I love what this kid is bringing to the table. He's flourishing right before our eyes. Yeah, I got to worry a little bit about the goal line gremlins of Lamar Jackson and Gus Edwards, but I think Dobbins scores in his seventh straight game. Again, at +125, it's like manna from the heavens, my friend. Fade or follow.
Making it rain some dollar bills. Yes, I'm going to follow on this one. There's no reason for him to be a plus number. At the very least, he should be sitting at a +100. But a +125? Oh, hell yeah. Dobbins is going to continue that streak because, as you said, you've got a team in Tennessee that's given up a lot of yards per carry, and Dobbins is a share hog when they're down inside the red zone. They give him the ball, and if that's going to be the case, obviously you always wonder whether or not Lamar is going to do something with his legs, but I'll take my chances, especially with a plus side payday.
Make those dollar bills, y'all, with Dobbins.
Number one.
Last and certainly not least, from one rookie running back to another, Jonathan Taylor against the Bills, 73.5 rush yards. 73.5 rushes. Say what? It's another mispriced
line at DraftKings Sportsbook. And this is starting to get juiced up, so you better get in now before the line is likely changed. But I would probably go all the way up to like 84.5, to be honest with you, rush yards, because this guy is rocking and rolling. In fact, since week 11, he's averaged 123.5 rush yards per game, netting 3.75 in terms of yak per attempt and forcing a missed tackle, a crazy 24.8% of his touches. The Bills, well, they've got that soft underbelly, that interior, a little doughy, 4.47 yards per carry they allowed during the regular season, 96.4 rush yards per game. Now, only four running backs got over this proposed threshold during the regular season. Each of them went for 100 yards, but Taylor's got the second most rush yards, second only to King Henry since week 11. I think it's another 15 to 18 carries. I think he's going to have an explosive run or three in this game. He had 14 runs of 15-plus yards during the regular season. I think he's going to flirt with 100 yards. As long as the Colts can be competitive, which I believe they will be, I think, like I said, this one, easy over. And I love a touchdown for him as well, though that is at minus odds. So fade or follow my over 73.5 rush yards for the Pride of Wisconsin.
To me, Brad, this is all about how the game script stacks up. I think that one of the approaches that the Colts are going to take is to try to keep Josh Allen and that offense off the field. And if you're going to do that, obviously, how do you do it? You run the ball because you keep the clock going. This could wind up being a game with Phillip Rivers where he has very few pass attempts and a whole lot of running with Jonathan Taylor. 741 yards over the course of the final six games of the year. This is a guy that they are leaning on big time. And I think, again, I think that part of the Colts, at least initially, sometimes you don't know till you get punched in the face, right? But I think at least initially in the game, that one of their goals is going to be to keep Josh Allen and that offense off the field. And to do that, I think they're going to try to run the ball as much as possible. So this 73 number, piece of cake, easy follow. Brad, it's a 5 for 5 on a Friday.
Yes, sir. Once again, following the trend here on the Faith That Always podcast. And bonus time! How about some rapid fire play? Props additionally that I like. Chase Claypool over 50.5 yards. What? That's another one that doesn't make any sense. He went for 74 and 101 in the two matchups against Terrence Mitchell. He's going to torch him again, and Cleveland's down their top safety. So jump all over that. Mandatory Montgomery over 61.5 rush yards. Again, this is just through sheer volume and attrition overall. He's going to get there. It may not be a spectacular smash on the over, but I think he's going to get 20 carries because the Bears have to run the ball to be competitive against the Saints. He hit the over on this earlier this year against his defense, going for 21 for 89. And I think in the end, it's going to be something like 20 for 70, 75. So that threshold is too low. And, of course, too, I love Josh Allen on the over 25.5 rush yards. Absurdly underpriced. Absurdly underpriced. I would go as high as probably 30, 31.5 on the over for Josh Allen there. And a game, again, that I believe is going to have a lot of fireworks. And that is a wrap here on the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out the show immensely. And check out FTNDaily.com, FTNFantasy.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. Enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend. And as always, until next time, feed or follow, that is up to you.
Feed the noise.